Sheriff Joe joins me and Curtis here live on 77 WABC. Sheriff Joe, great to talk with you.
It's great to talk to you again. Do I have to run for office to be able to talk to my dear friend Rita?
No, you can talk to me anytime, and we're thrilled to have you here on the show, Sheriff Joe. First of all, why do you want to do it? You know, it's interesting. When you got the pardon from President Trump, and I know you and I talked quite a bit during that time, I thought you might run for office because you kind of hinted at it. You didn't close the door with me. What made you decide, okay, I'm going to run now for Senate? You're 85.
Well, we got other people in the Senate the same age. I don't know why everybody's picking on me. Not you. I can understand the question. But age means nothing. I work 14 hours a day. But I'll tell you, when I left the sheriff's office, I told my wife, we just celebrated our 60-year anniversary, which is important because to run for office is tough, especially me when everybody is zeroing in on me. But I said, I'm out of it. And then 3-4 months later, I said, I'm back into helping the Republican Party, giving speeches. I was in California 2-3 times giving talks. And then recently I saw what's happening to our president. And by the way, you do know I supported him from day one, July of 2015. So I really admire the man. I can go on and on. I'll be with him to the end. But I didn't like what was going on. They keep blasting him, his own party. We have some senators that blast him. So I said, you know what? I think it's time for me to run for the U.S. Senator and do what I can to help him, his program, his agendas, and also help the people of Arizona, because what happens in Washington does affect Arizona. So I decided to throw my hat in a couple of days ago after talking with my wife, and it was a tough decision, but we both agree that we'll give it a shot, and I expect to win.
And Sheriff Joe Arpaio, let me ask you, because Jeff Flake, who has said he's not going to run again, he was also pretty critical. He also said that he doesn't believe you're the best person. What's your reaction to Jeff Flake saying that about you?
At least I got the guts to run with all the adverse publicity against me constantly. He doesn't have the guts to run. Why didn't he go face the... the people in Arizona. Why did he withdraw? Because he knew he could not win? You never say you can't win. You fight. So he's been blasting me. Let him do it. I'm not going to get into a personal situation regarding him. But let him say it. In fact, he and McCain, when the president pardoned me on a contempt of court misdemeanor, where I could get, at the same time as barking dogs, there was hit pieces from the Department of Justice and the day before early voting saying they're going to charge me and I can go to prison. And then during the voting, they said they charged me. Come on, I can go on and on. But I don't care what his opinion is, but he and McCain went public when the president gave me that pardon and said, they disagree with the president. Okay, let them disagree.
Let me ask you, Joe Arpaio, too, because are you surprised at just the heavy criticism coming from Democrats? And I want to ask you, Sheriff Joe, because not a surprise, but some very sharp words coming from, like, the Democratic National Committee Chair, Tom Perez. He tweeted out, and I have to get your reaction to this. He said, it's a disturbing sign of moral decay in the modern Republican Party that a racist sheriff and a convicted criminal in Arizona and an accused child molester in Alabama are the best they have to offer. What do you say to Tom Perez?
Well, first of all, he's the one who went after me after Holder and Obama, after 60 days in office, went after me. And Perez was the head of the Civil Rights Division. I met him a couple of times, and he would blast me every time before we went to court. So, I feel sorry for the Democratic Party. They ought to find somebody else. And when he says I'm a convicted criminal on a misdemeanor, how many criminals do they have in the Democratic Party? So you can say whatever you want. In fact, that's a badge of honor when he keeps going after me with his threats.
Now, former Sheriff Joe Arpaio, now ready to run for the Republican nomination to replace Flake as the U.S. Senator in Arizona. DACA, If you had been in that room with the president yesterday and our elected officials from Washington, what would you have said to everyone there? Should all of the DACA folks be deported, or would you actually selectively choose to keep some here and send others back?
Well, you know, somebody else asked me that. I wasn't, kind of got nasty on me, another, which were friends, national columnists, but I wasn't there. I didn't hear. Well, how come you didn't listen? Well, wait a minute. I was busy on TV and everything yesterday on my situation, running for Senate, so I don't have all the details. I know he met with people. That's how you do it. That's how he does it. He's a great negotiator to try to get something done. Congress has never faced this issue. I get very aggravated throughout my fight against illegal immigration where the Congress refuses to make a decision. They're always worried about the politics, at least as president is delegating that where it should be with the Congress and so on. So I don't know what the decision is. That's a tough one. That's a tough decision. But I have my own stupid idea.
Yeah, and by the way, you threw out this idea, Sheriff Joe. It was an interesting one where you said send them back, but fast-track them to come back, right, if they're able to do it.
Oh, I don't know. Well, thank you, Rita, because I've said that a couple of times. No one picked up on it.
See, I did. I did. I'm well read here, Sheriff Joe.
Well, I try to expand that because I'll tell you, we had the Peace Corps. You know, you weren't around us years ago.
Thank you.
When I worked in Turkey and all that, I always bumped into the Peace Corps. You have missions by religious groups. They send people there to foreign countries. My point is, why can't you deport these people, send them to the country that they know nothing of, be good ambassadors, and work there for a while, and then let them come back? Okay, put them ahead of the line if you want, but they're coming back legally with proper documentation and so on.
I don't know what's
so far out, but I think people think I'm crazy.
It's an interesting concept that as people are trying to hammer out. Let me ask you, though, Sheriff Joe, what the president was saying, that should he come to a solution where he finds these 700,000 or 800,000 people, the Dreamers, where they are allowed to stay without being deported, as you were suggesting in your idea, would you be satisfied with that? Would you speak out if he said, okay, well, we'll find some ground for them to stay? What would you say at that point?
Well, you know what? I'm not a rubber stamp for the president. I admire him. He's the first hero that I ever had in 75 years. I never found a hero, but I found him. But there's times you can disagree. But if we ever disagree, we go in the back room and do it, and not go public and blast each other to try to embarrass him and see what happens. But I don't know the final decisions. But if I get back to that Senate, I'll have a lot of input on it.
Now,
but that was one idea I had to make everybody happy. I don't believe in amnesty. So we'll see what happens. But at least they're talking.
Would you speak out if it came to where those 700,000 or 800,000 were allowed to stay? Would you speak out against it, just in general, as a concept?
Well, I don't know what the whole picture would be. I don't know if you could probably build a wall or do something else and I don't think you should use this. Problem to build a wall. The president was for that wall way before he knew about DACA. But
would it be acceptable, Sheriff Joe, if 700,000 or 800,000 were allowed to stay? Just you personally, would you be supportive of that concept, whether the president ends up there or not?
Well, I think we'd have to look at it. We'd have to say who they are and what their records are and determine whether we should keep them here or not. And I just don't have a final decision because I don't have all the details. I think it's more complicated to say, yeah, let's do it, and that's it.
But you'd be open to it if there's, depending what you see, right, is what you're not saying they all of them have to be deported, is what you're saying.
Well, I think... I think we ought to look at it and not because of politics decide to not deport him because you're going to be angry at polls and all that. And I don't think the president cares about the polls and all that. I believe he does what he feels is right for our country.
Now,
so I still don't have the complete, but I still like my idea.
Now, former Sheriff Arpaio, you are an expert on the border between Mexico and Arizona. You've probably been across every square inch of it. How important is a wall, and do you need a wall from end to end over every square inch of that border?
Well, you can't get it end to end. 2000, I spent 35 years as a top law enforcement official on both sides of that border. 35 years of my 60 years in law enforcement. So I understand the problem. I do like the wall, and I always get amused when all these politicians run down to the chicken fence down there when they're running for office. Well, if I get elected, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, stop illegal immigration. They seem to forget all the drugs that come into our country from Mexico. The president was the only one that brought that out about a year ago after he went to New Hampshire. Why aren't they talking about a wall to keep the drugs out? Why is it all this illegal immigration? So that wall is necessary to keep the drugs out of our country, too, not just illegal immigration.
And are you still for a full-fledged wall, the 700 miles that we've been sort of hearing about?
If we have the room and the way to do it, you have government, federal properties, ranchers. But, yeah, every inch that you could do it, why not? I don't see anything wrong. Mexico should be happy because they got a problem with illegals coming into their country.
And everybody, we're talking live to Sheriff Joe Arpaio here on 77 WABC. Sheriff Arpaio, it's interesting because when we promoted that you were coming on the show, we had so many folks on social media, and you know this, that they love you or they hate you, you know, certainly okay. Nowhere in between, you know, so many different emotions. And a number of people were saying, make sure you ask him about the birth certificate, the Obama birth certificate. Where do you stand with that? Do you still have questions about that?
Another political situation where nobody will touch it. I started that in 2011, and being in law enforcement all these years, and I know about forensic people, I know all about that, and I'm going to tell you again that document is a forgery document, government document, and nobody will touch it. I'm the bad guy. The president is the bad guy. And I'm wondering, and George Soros pumped in $3.5 million against me in the last election. And he was concerned about the birth certificate. He didn't do it just because I was tough on illegal immigration. So we have it, and I'm hoping one day that somebody will look at it and determine if we're right, which I feel we are, and take action.
So do you firmly
get it to Congress? I wanted to get it to Congress so they can pass some type of law, regulation, that when somebody runs for president, you ought to check their background. So this won't happen again. But I can't get anybody to even look at it. Why wouldn't they look at the thousands of documents we have?
So that is something that you're going to continue pushing on you and that you will bring up to Congress, that you still firmly believe it's a forgery.
Yeah. Why doesn't somebody look at it and say you're wrong? Why wouldn't somebody, when you could bring in a forged government document and you have proof and nobody will look at it? You know, you got the situation with Flynn and all these guys in Washington they're going after because they didn't check a box in a government report. Okay, they didn't check a box. Why don't they check another government report, a forged document? So I have my ideas. We came up with some more new information. Not that we need it, but you'll hear more about it. I'm not going to back down on this. I don't care if I lose elections or anything. You got to do what you feel is right, and not have these cover-ups and people not willing to look at everything we got. Why wouldn't they look at it? How come we sent it to the FBI 2 years ago with a lot of other information? Where is it?
It's probably
in the waste basket.
So you still
talking about Russia?
You still firmly believe that document's a forgery and maintain what you've always said all along on this?
Well, you know, I have my guy volunteer that's worked this, Mike Sulo, for, I don't even know about all this computer stuff. I've had three press conferences. But I'll tell you one thing, what really made it very simple, when you have forensic experts, we had to go to Italy to pick up some experts that would help us, and then Hawaii. So when you got two different forensic experts that did not coordinate this with, and they look at the document, and you see where they took it, took information and pasted it on Obama's birth certificate. I mean, anybody can understand that one. Remove and paste, when you can see 13 items that were moved from one document that we came up with that a lady had.
Well, and
Sheriff
Joe Arpaio, obviously, there are a lot of people who also say otherwise on the issue, but it sounds like this is something that is not a closed book for you, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to be talking about this, and you will be talking about it for weeks to come. Thank you so much for being here, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, now Senate candidate Joe Arpaio there in Arizona. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Rita. Thank you.